Yeah, copy that. Yeah, sounds good. Sounds like, yeah, more and more. All the local classes or other current classes I've been hearing of, seems like the majority of them are structured that way. So, yeah, nothing wrong with that. It's important for, like, instructors to not let individuals slip through the cracks, you know, that need a little extra help. But, I mean, I still have the Saturdays in person, so I would imagine that's the time to catch up even on the book material or whatever. That's pretty cool.
Do you have more people in that class than your fire hall, Adam, or is it just you?
Just me. In fact, there's only one other guy from Sheboygan County, so it's only two people in that entire class are even from my county, let alone my department.
Okay, because I was going to say Mike and I happened to be taking ours at the same time. We had a couple of them in our county. We did ours in the county, so we had six of us total in our class, and we would just go to the fire hall and hammer stuff out.
Yeah, so our class, we started, I think we were at 43 or 44 people. It's a huge class. We've got guys in from the Sioux, we've got guys all the way from Kalkaska. Heck, we've even got one guy that's on the fire department. He hired on there, and they needed to get him through a class, but because ours was virtual, they had him jump on our class, and then he's been doing his practical stuff down at DFD.